players are back. The players are back. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll pray for you. Well, Father, I just pray for my sister, my beloved, lovely, wonderful sister, Wahiba. Lord, you just know her heart. You know where she's at in her walk with you. You know where she's at in life. You know where she's at mentally. You know, fighting against schizophrenia, fighting against demons and scorpions and all these things in the spiritual realm. Just pray your peace. We plead the blood of Jesus over you, Wahiba. Plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. And we just pray that you'd send your angels once again, as you have before, as you did way back, as you did even when she was in the worst moments of her life. You've had an angel covering and watching over her, Lord. Lord, it says, even you talked about it in Matthew, Lord, how in Matthew 18 or 19, you said that, you know, you said these little ones, you're speaking about the children, said they're angels, you know, they're angels. You know, are always with them. You know, their angels always, you know, do not depart from them. You know, don't despise the little ones. And the fact that you said that, you know, some have came to a thought, a belief, a doctrine maybe even, of that every believer has an angel. And every human maybe might have an angel, maybe trying to lead them to the right path, maybe trying to prevent them from bad, maybe trying to protect them from harm all throughout their life, trying to even maybe lead them to the direction of Christ, you know, the way of salvation, you know. But so many of us despise our angel or angels that may want to watch over us, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you begin to do a work in us and woo us to the Lord Jesus to bring us back to the Father. And just pray for my sister, just as you have before. Lord, may your angels watch over her. May your angels protect her. We say this so many times since we were young, growing up. But I don't know about Wahiba, but I never knew the depth of this. But Lord, truly, may her angels keep her and watch over her and help her and even comfort her in war for her. And may she, you know, the angels are doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, you're doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, Lord Jesus, you're doing your job. May she, me lead her and I to do our jobs in our lives, to walk worthy of our calling.
Amen.
Worthy of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, that you would be glorified. You know, that it would, that would never be said that, you know, anything was put to waste. You know, an angel fighting off a demon, trying to protect us, trying to keep us from harm, trying to, you know, deliver us, you know, trying to keep us from, you know, that party, or trying to keep us from that group of friends that want to set us up, trying to keep us. And all of that work and all of that time, you know, these angels are fighting, these demons are fighting for our very soul. And we just choose, even myself, countless times, all of us, you know, from the pastor in the greatest church in the world to, you know, the beggar on the street, we've all dismissed all of this and chosen our own way. All of us have gone astray, Lord. You know, like sheep, we've gone astray, Lord, but you have come to be the great shepherd, the good shepherd, and bring us back. So
mm-hmm.
May you lead my sister, may you lead myself, may you lead us all once more to remember how much you are, love us, and you're fighting for us. You know, if God is for us, who can be against?
Mm-hmm.
And may we be encouraged, may we be blessed. In the midst of all of that, you know, be encouraged, my sister. I remember Brother Jesse talking about, you heard a pastor or minister once say, I think it was Billy Graham once said, every time you see, you know, every time you see a demon somewhere, someone will always say the demonic. Anytime you see a demon somewhere, then there should be two angels there with them. Because it says that his angels, meaning plural, you know, more than one, every believer has at least two angels, if not more. If you see a demon somewhere, that means that there has to be at least two angels, and that you should see two angels in that very spot as well. So, Father, open our eyes like you did Elisha. And he said to his young servant, Lord, open his eyes to see. You know, they were coming. All these soldiers were coming from the opposite country. They were about to kill the Israelites. They were about to take over. They were wanting to conquer them. And Elisha was just having a bowl of cereal. He was eating breakfast. He was having, you know, what they would have in a Jewish, you know, gathering. He was just casually eating his breakfast meal while people are trying to kill him. And his servant's like, do you not care? And Elisha said to him, Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes to see in the spirit.
Amen.
And he saw a great host, an army of chariots and horsemen and angels.
Amen.
Furious, ready, armed for battle.
Yeah.
To fight those people coming for them.
Amen.
So Lord, this isn't even me talking about no Geo or no nobody. This is me talking about your main problem, and that's
You're
Satan.
Not getting my technology,
so you know, this please. Isn't, we rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, this is how much God is fighting for you, Wahiba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much he's fighting for you. So Lord, we just pray this for my sister. We lift you up, oh God. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Alan. Send that to me. That was so beautiful.